And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts. She is with us speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So we've got tons of stuff coming up in the next week.
We do. And although the Lenzik, where I work, does not offer the popcorn that Jean Cocteau offers, we have some really cool things going on this week that I'd like to talk about first.
I think
Tonight.
Colin Quinn. I am so there.
Great. I am too. And you had the opportunity to speak with him this week.
Yes. He's a comedian. He does this show called Unconstitutional, and it is hilarious. I saw clips of it. And having a stand-up comedian from Brooklyn giving you basically the history of the writing of the U.S. Constitution and how that made our character and making you laugh at the same time. And he can also do any accent, which I love.
He's
good.
So he's
good. Like, oh, he's talking into Brooklyn's accent. Suddenly he's talking as if he were a British warrior. You know,
it's a history lesson and a laugh fest at the same time. Yeah, that's tonight at the Lenzik at 7. Now, tomorrow, our Metropolitan Opera Live in HD series continues with Rusalka, which stars Renee Fleming in the title role.
Singing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah, as she did last week. I didn't hear that. I didn't watch the Super Bowl, I hate to admit.
I didn't either.
Here's to us. Yeah, that starts at 11, and there's an encore performance at 6. And just in case you're interested in the opera and you want to learn more about it, which can make your experience more fulfilling, stop by Collected Works in the morning at 9 before the opera for a pre-opera talk. They have those almost every time there's a Met opera in the morning at the Lenzik.
Now, I want to say that we're having a ticket giveaway right now. Habib Kwate, famed guitarist and singer from Mali with his band, is going to be at the Taos Brewing Company on Monday at 7 in the evening. So, ladies and gentlemen, Taoseños, give us a call at 428-1382, and the first Taos caller, well, I guess he could be from here, but, you know, we've got listeners in Taos and it's local, so whatever. Give a call and get that pair of tickets to Habib Kwate, and even if you don't get the tickets, it sounds like a great show.
No kidding, worth the drive, I think.
Yeah.
I think the KSFR has been talking about this. On Wednesday at the Lenzik is Lannan Foundation's presenting Reading and Conversation series with George Saunders, one of the most popular short story writers around right now. And he will be speaking with Joel Lovell, who is a deputy editor at the New York Times Sunday magazine. That, you know, I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure it's sold out. It should be. Saunders is that great. And often tickets go back on sale or something comes up or people turn them in. So check in with the Lenzik or with Lannan if you're still interested in going, and or maybe even come on down and see if there are any tickets left Wednesday night at 7.
Always worth going to those events. Felines and Friends has their Cat of the Week, and this week's featured cat is Midge, who is a very sweet cat who quickly adapts to new surroundings. She has FIV. She's FIV positive. So she should be around other gentle cats or other FIV cats, and she would be fine with cat-friendly dogs. She is a petite, beautiful girl with a short tortoiseshell coat, and she's about 4 years old, or actually a little over 3 years old. And if you would like to adopt Midge, call 505-316-2281 or go to fnfnm.org. That's Felines and Friends.
Here's one that's on the cover of Pasatiempo this week. Everyone pick that up. But Dweezil Zappa, the son of Frank, is coming to town. He will be playing at the Greer Garson Theater on Wednesday, February 12th. He's playing a show at 7:30, where I believe he plays the entire album, his dad's music. His band, which is called Zappa Playing Zappa, performs Frank Zappa songs. And I believe he plays the entire album, Zappa's album Roxy. Are you a Zappa fan?
I love Frank Zappa. I think Frank Zappa was an angel brought to earth. Angel loosely defined.
Loosely defined. A little rusty around the edges, but an angel. And if even cooler, I think, is if you'd like to take a guitar lesson from Dweezil Zappa. He's teaching a master class before the concert. That's at 3 o'clock at the Greer Garson Theater. And as they say, for the price of a fuzz pedal, you can learn techniques from the son of Frank Zappa. His motto of his music camp is learn and destroy.
All right. So let's see. Tonight from 7 to 9, There is an open public forum at the C.G. Jung Institute of Santa Fe, and they're presenting Margaret Rinkel, who is the author of the book Wash, which is, I think, the best novel that I've read since I started doing the Radio Cafe.
I saw you interview her at Collected Works last year.
Yeah, she's a brilliant writer, and the show is called America's Shadow, Curse and Redemption Through a Novelist's Eyes. And she wrote this book, Wash, which was about basically slaves and slave owners in the early 19th century, like more than a generation before the Civil War. And it's a great book, and she will be there tonight. Let's see where it is. It's at the Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques. For more information, you can go to santafejung.org.
And Margaret lives here in Santa Fe.
Margaret
lives
here in Santa Fe.
You may have said that, but
yep.
Yeah, nice to have her here.
Yep.
Here's one that I know Mary Charlotte will know a lot about, or I believe. There's a movie screening on Tuesday night, sponsored by the CCA, the Santa Fe Institute, and the Lenzic. It's at
Particle Fever.
Particle Fever.
I'm doing a whole show on that on Monday.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So fascinating. Of course, it's about the Large Hadron.
Yeah, Large Hadron Collider.
Collider, which is a 17-mile underground facility or track. I don't speak the language of the physicists, but on the Swiss-French border, designed and operated by 10,000 scientists and engineers from 150 countries, designed to replicate the instant after the Big Bang. That's one of the many things they're exploring.
And it's actually, even if you can't understand this stuff, and which I can't, I mean, I know zero about subatomic physics.
You know more than I do.
It's still a great movie. And it's really interesting to watch because you see the people and the personalities and the dynamics and how many people it takes to get a... But anyway, I'm not going to talk about it.
I hope we can see the inside of this collider. And yeah, listen on Monday. Director Mark Levinson will be there. And, of course, physicist Jeffrey West from SFI.
Right. Geist Cabaret, as always, at Pronzo tonight and tomorrow. And always fun to go and listen to music up there. And on a completely other note, on Thursday of next week, the 13th of February, from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Whole Foods Community Room, formerly Wild Oats, the one here, right here on St. Francis Drive, there is a meeting, a public involvement meeting, about the Santa Fe Rail Trail connection. They're working on connecting the existing rail trail from Alta Vista to Penn Road and the Cerrillos Santa Fe intersection. So if you have thoughts about that or see how it should be improved, go to that meeting. I love the fact that the city is inviting the public to get involved in things that, if they didn't, they might get complaints later. Here's your chance to get it done right now.
That's a good point. If something sweeter sounds interesting to you, you could check out this gallery's talk tonight at the Museum of New Mexico History. It's a free First Friday gallery talk called Flavored with Chocolate, a Spanish Colonial Tradition. It's tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. And Yosef Diaz, curator of the Southwest and Mexican Colonial Art and History Collections at the museum, will be talking about how the Spanish colonists discovered chocolate in the Americas and how it soon became such a delicacy that it grew into a means of diplomacy and negotiation. There's an exhibit going on right now called Telling New Mexico, Stories from Then and Now, that features some, they call them chocolate accoutrements, meaning there are things from the Spanish colonial world on display, like special jars that families used to hold their chocolate, which was a precious substance. I'm sure there are other serving utensils and things like that.
You know, I'm going to guess that chocolate is a negotiating point in many people's lives.
I'm going to guess so, too, especially next Friday, which is Valentine's Day.
On Tuesday, the 11th of February, at the Screen, there's an event called Remembering Mandela. It's at 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And Africa Santa Fe, along with the Screen and the college, are basically having a big evening of film, song, poetry, testimonies, drumming, and remembrance of Nelson Mandela. That should be a really interesting, fabulous, heart-centered event.
And that's Monday, did you say?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday
at 7 o'clock at the Screen.
Nice. Tonight at Warehouse 21, there's a pre-Valentine's Day party. The title is It's Almost Valentine, T-I-M-E, Valentine. And this event is a benefit for Warehouse 21. It's open to ages 18 and over. There will be a performance by The Sticky with DJ Federici.
Yay! The Sticky.
The Sticky. Great food from C.G. Higgins and the Chocolate Maven treats. A psychic speed dating for only for adults 18 and over. And that's at Warehouse 21. It starts at what time? 7. 6. It starts at 6.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a wonderful event and an affordable event. And you can also go try to find it at holdmyticket.com if you feel that you need to get your tickets in
Hold
advance.
My ticket.
And what else have we got? So I have here a note that says, in the tradition of Andy Warhol, Serigraphics Studio in Santa Fe is offering education about the fine art serigraph screen printing to artists in Santa Fe. So there's free events, demo day at Artisans on Cerrillos Road, where they'll be printing multicolor editions for Cameroonian artist Issa Nyafaga to raise money for RadioTaboo.com, which is this fantastic project where he did a campaign to raise money and is still doing it to put up a radio tower in Cameroon that serves thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people who speak lots of different languages in Cameroon, and it's called Radio Taboo because there's a lot of taboos and superstitions there that they want to kind of bring out into the light and tell the truth about, things like health and, you know, men and women and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's Sunday, let's see, Sunday, February 9th from 1:30 to 3:30 is the event, and there will also be a free lecture and Q&A on serigraphs at the William and Joseph Gallery at 727 Canyon Road on Thursday, the 13th of February, from 6 to 8. For more information, serigraphics.com, and that's S-E-R-I-G-R-A-F-I-X, or you can call 316-0237.
At Cerrillos Hill State Park, down in Cerrillos, there is an event on February 9th, Sunday, from 2 to 4, called The Bear Facts. And they will have experts coming in and talking about bears in New Mexico, how we can help bears survive and keep them healthy here in New Mexico. There'll be stories of bear encounters. People will tell their tales. And I expect they'll have some bear safety tips, just in case you run into one or a couple while hiking or camping.
Try not to run directly into them.
In case you run away from them. Actually, that's what I always forget. There are different rules for black bears and brown bears. And in a moment of terror, I don't
you
know if I'd remember the
what
difference.
They were. Yeah,
since
yep.
I can't now.
So go to the training.
It's at Cerrillos Hill State Park, down in Cerrillos. And incidentally, they also have a Valentine's Day moonlight hike that I'm sure is pretty cool on Valentine's Day evening. It's from 6 to 8.
There will be a reading of Cascarones on Sunday, February 9th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Teatro Paraguas. By the way, the tickets are gone for the Taos event, so you can stop calling, ladies and gentlemen. by Irma Mayorga. No, Mayorga.
You're really good at all these names, I have to say.
I just mispronounced it. Directed by Daniel Banks with an all-star cast of all kinds of actors for reservations 424-1601. And the play takes place in San Antonio, Texas. It's about a teenager who works for the Transit Authority and could be a very interesting event.
One of the things I like about the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, in addition to its nice, efficient size, is that it often shows me works that O'Keeffe did that I didn't know existed and that go beyond my scope of what I really think O'Keeffe did. And this exhibit that opens today, I think, will do just that. It's called Georgia O'Keeffe and Ansel Adams, The Hawaii Pictures. So apparently...
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? She and Ansel Adams went to Hawaii. I don't know exactly when. But each artist painted pictures of the tropical environment.
Ansel Adams took pictures.
Right.
Georgia O'Keeffe painted pictures.
Exactly.
I went to the press thing yesterday. I'm going to do an interview in a few weeks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and Georgia O'Keeffe, she got there because she was hired by a pineapple company to do an ad. And somewhere in Life magazine and the Saturday Evening Post are pineapple ads with paintings by Georgia O'Keeffe, and they're displayed.
Back in the day. That's really cool.
1950s.
Did you see some of the works?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good show.
Yeah, it opens tonight. As does, there's another exhibit opening there called Georgia O'Keeffe Abiquiu Views, which will be maybe some slightly more familiar paintings by O'Keeffe of Abiquiu, her Abiquiu surroundings.
Today at 11, let's see, no, tomorrow... At 11 o'clock in the morning, Saturday the 8th of February, There, at 11 o'clock, for 11 minutes, there's going to be a silent, spiritual flash mob. Meet at the water tower in the rail yard outside the farmer's market, and people will stand in silent prayer for 11 minutes. It's created by Blessings Interfaith Gatherings, and everybody's welcome.
That's unique.
Very sweet.
You may have spoken about this on your show, I'm not sure. The Jewel in the Manuscript is a new play by Rosemary Zebart.
Opened last week and continuing this.
Yep, wanted to mention that. It's a story of Dostoevsky, who is it's a tale about him. He is desperate to write a novel in 1 month and sees his last chance for love.
And where's it at again?
It's at the Shelter Studios and Theater. No, I'm sorry. Where is it? I don't have the correct listing. I will get that in 1 second.
Okay, we'll get it in a moment. And let's see. Another one. I want to get through everything today. Okay, Dear Liar, a comedy of letters, is adapted from the correspondence of George Bernard Shaw and Mrs. Patrick Campbell, performed by Elena Warren Zachary and Jonathan Richards, two very fine actors, on Monday, the 10th of February at 3 o'clock at Renaissance at St. John's Methodist Church on Old Pecos Trail. So, more good theater.
The Jewel in the Manuscript, by the way, is at Warehouse 21.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just wasn't sure. And by the way, for this week and next, and then the last week in February, the Game of Thrones is going to be on Wednesdays at the Jean Cocteau instead of Mondays. So, check that out.
On Valentine's Day, there's the 9th annual Sweetheart Auction at the Santa Fe Convention Center. It's a benefit for the Cancer Foundation in New Mexico. It starts at 5, and you can get more info and tickets at 505-955-7931.
Excellent. And let's see. We've got some events from Chatter. And on Sunday, February 9th, Revel Classical Band, a Bohemian-inspired romp with music by Dvorak, David Popper, Béla Bartók, Johannes Brahms, and Queen doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow. What a mix.
Yeah, and where will that be? You know, ladies and gentlemen, could you please send me things that say where your events are? It doesn't say. I have no idea where it is.
Probably. Right. We hope it's here in Santa Fe.
Yeah. Anyway, look up Chatter.
Tomorrow there's a 5K road race. It's Cupid's Chase. It is to benefit Community Options of Santa Fe, a nonprofit providing services to people with disabilities. If you're in the mood to go for a nice run tomorrow, that's from 10 to 12. You can call 989-1471 to get more info.
There is an event called Twists and Turns, Sunday, February 9th at the Scottish Rite Center. And it's some fantastic musicians like David Felberg and Elena Saposi on violin and Shanti Randall on viola and Pamela Eppel on oboe, many more, doing works by Bernard Herrmann, Joan Tower, and Brahms. So it's Serenata Santa Fe. And that again Sunday at 3 in the afternoon.
But they don't have Queen, do they?
They have
Brahms, but not Queen. Okay.
But
still might be good.
Yeah.
Joan Cain, the writer in residence at SAR, the School of American Research, will be giving a reading of her newest work on Thursday, February 13th, at the School for Advanced Research. She will read excerpts from her recent writing. Cain is an Alaskan Native American. She's an Inupiaq, and she is the author of Hyperboreal and The Cormorant Hunter's Wife. She has a novel in her third poetry collection that she's working on while she's here in town.
Excellent. So there is an event on Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Space at Keswick Galleries, and it's called Art Matters Santa Fe, Hearts of the West, Stories of Mail Order Brides. It's a staged reading with performers Janet Davidson, Debriana Mancini, Kelly Kiernan, Christopher Hagen, and Patrick Briggs. And that should be really cool and fun. Keswick Galleries. That's right here in downtown Santa Fe someplace.
I think you mentioned this last time I was on the show, but also don't forget, if you're looking for Valentine's plans, on Friday night we'll be showing Casablanca.
Yes.
In its original format, 35mm archival print at the Lensic. Very affordable and a fun place to go, whether you're alone or with your sweetie, on Valentine's Day. Starts
Excellent.
At 7.
Casablanca, one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, you can see it lots of times and it's still really good.
I started watching it in college and never stopped. There is an event called Art to Art with musician Glenn Neff and visual artist Brandy Kauba. And it's Sunday, February 9th at 2 o'clock at the Zane Bennett Contemporary Art at 435 South Guadalupe. So that looks like a nice music and art event. And I got an email from somebody who wants to share some rare and exciting news for local musicians, performing songwriters, traditional folk artists, folk performers of all types. There will be a free one-day folk music conference in Santa Fe on Friday, March 28th. And the reason I'm reading it right now is that they're calling on musicians, music presenters, and promoters to register for this one-day invitational conference, which will be at the Hotel Santa Fe. But you have to sign up really soon. Like, you should do it, I don't know, today or tomorrow, whatever. Just try it today. Go to swfolkalliance.org. And look for it and check it out. And then when the time comes, we'll be listening. We'll be talking about it again.
One more. Benchwarmers 13 Gala opening night is tonight. It's a festival of 8 short plays by local playwrights. We do this every year at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It opens tonight. You can go to a reception at 6:30, and the show starts at 7:30. For more information, go to santafeplayhouse.org.
And one more thing. Axel Contemporary, that mobile art gallery, is presenting Aeternum, a show by Miriam Tapp, and it's going to be around from February 7th, that's today, to March 2nd, and the opening reception is at the Rail Yard tonight from 5 to 7 at the Railroad Tracks and Paseo. And a very interesting show, but I don't have time to talk about it because the music is playing and it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Diana Delling is with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts, wonderful art space. She's with us here many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday.